It's a novel of place, I think, in two senses. The land, the weather, and the power of that, and also the simple, direct nature of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, are you reporting Idaho here?
I imagine that I am. It is my home country. It was where I was born and raised and where I continue to live by choice.
Uh-huh.
It is
a native Idahoan?
I am.
Is that
a native
how you say
Idahoan?
That?
Idahoan. Yes. Although I don't have a bumper sticker that tells other people to go home.
One of these days. One of these days. But there is this sense of the importance of the land, and, mm-hmm. and indeed, in many places in the novel, you kind of stop and just talk about
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
its and its influence. There's mm-hmm. the incident of the Great Flood,
mm-hmm.
and people's lives get shaped by this, I guess.
It's absolutely true. The land is a character unto itself in the novel, and two of my main characters, Thomas and Helen Derricotte, the young couple who come from Connecticut to Idaho to make a better life for themselves, are actually following the model of Scott and Helen Nearing, who actually started the Back to the Land movement in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of people still living in Idaho who came to Idaho in the 60s following that same dream. That it, you know, it's an Arcadian vision. That they would leave their civilized life, their complicated life, and set out to find this kind of paradise that you could find in nature. And of course, what many of them found is what Thomas and Helen find, is that it's much more complicated than that.
A lot more complicated, particularly if you buy a piece of land that you've never seen,
and
not even a rendering of,
mm-mm.
from a real estate agent.
It happened, and it continues to happen.
And how many guys go out there to find this new life who can't drive a nail?
Yeah, or have never held a hammer, which has been the case with Thomas Derricotte.
What a...
he's a little hapless.
You know, by the time you're through with him,
mm-hmm.
I view him as a very well-drawn anti-hero.
Yeah.
It seems as though no matter the situation, he tends to come up short.
Yeah. Yeah. He's I see him as being possessed of something of a noble but tragic vision.
A noble but tragic vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very theoretical. noble.
Yes, but all he wants is to make a better life for himself and for his family. And in that way, he was very much like my own father, who was possessed of the same kind of single-minded vision.
Was it your father who moved to Idaho originally?
It was. His life was dissimilar from Derricotte's in many ways. He was raised in a family of poor red dirt Oklahoma sharecroppers.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas Thomas, is a physician who has been trained at Yale. But their vision is very similar.